So there are 12 councillors on Burlington City Council, and not all those councillors' terms are up. How many races are we talking about this year?
So right now, there are 4 councillors who are up for re-election. You have the city council president, Jane Nodell, who is running. She's a progressive, and she's running against Janice Grill. And Selena Colburn, who was just elected to the House of Representatives in November, is stepping down. And a progressive, Charles Winkleman and Richard Dean, are running for that seat. Then Dave Hartnett, who was an independent and will now be a Democrat, is going to be running in the North District. And Joan Shannon has 2 competitors, Charles Simpson and Abdullah Saul.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the race between Janice Grill and Jane Nodell. Jane Nodell, she's an incumbent. She's a progressive. She's also president of the city council. And Janice Grill is running as an independent. She's been really active as a member of the Coalition for a Livable City. And they led a very spirited campaign against some of the ballot items last November related to the Burlington Town Center. Is that an issue we're seeing coming back up? Is the mall kind of rearing its head again in this race?
It's actually really funny talking to both those candidates because both of them say, no, 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 this campaign is not about the mall. But at the same time, it keeps coming up again and again. They're running in the Central District, which are the 2 wards, wards 2 and 3, that voted against one of the ballot measures for the mall in November. And both of them are really playing on that. Grill saying, we didn't have our voices heard in the city council or in Jane Nodell's support of that initiative. And Jane Nodell is saying, look, the city as a whole voted for this development, and here we are moving forward economically as a city.
Is the fact that that district voted against the zoning ordinance that Janice Grill was against, does that give Janice Grill a little bit of a leg up over Jane Nodell, or is it a tight race? Do you have any sense of kind of how that race is going right now?
Well, it's hard to tell. Janice was very active, as you mentioned, in the Coalition for a Livable City. They showed up at many city council meetings. They've come to lots of the development review board meetings that are going on. So they're definitely a small minority of very vocal residents against the mall development. But whether or not that trickles down to the general voting population is hard to tell.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the other progressives that are running. Charles Winkleman, who's the chair of the Progressive Party, and Charles Simpson. They were both against the mall redevelopment project back in November. And if I recall, there was also a brief challenge to Jane Nodell in the Progressive Caucus back in December. Is there a divide within the Progressive Party on these issues of development?
Right. There definitely is. And you see that depending on who you talk to, it may or may not be a significant divide. There are definitely members of the party who are arguing that Jane Nodell is not a true progressive. She is not representing the majority of the city, that she is looking out for larger economic interests. She, on the other hand, downplays the divide and says she has been consistent on these economic issues throughout her 18 years on the city council, and that those divides, those political differences, can exist within one party.
What are some of the issues that have been coming up across the board in these races?
Well, certainly the mall has been coming up, even though that's basically already decided. There are, on the ballot, there's an advisory resolution to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And Jane Nodell was strongly behind that. And other councillors, many progressives and some Democrats, have voiced their support for that. So that has been a talking point. There's been, people have been talking about, there's an inclusionary zoning ordinance that the council will be dealing with coming up, and the sale of Burlington Telecom will be happening within the next year or so. And so those have definitely been issues that those campaigning have been talking about.
I want to take just kind of like a big wider view at some things. There's been a lot going on at the national level with Donald Trump's presidency kind of kicking into effect in the last couple of weeks. And You know, are we seeing any effect from that kind of trickling down into the political climate in Burlington?
I think we've definitely seen that in several of the races, particularly within these progressive divides that we're talking about. Janice Grill is definitely playing on the same sort of anti-establishment rhetoric and sentiments that we've seen throughout the November election, both in the campaigns of Donald Trump and in Bernie Sanders. And we've also been seeing some of the anti-development efforts that she has headed up along with Charles Simpson and some of the other members of the Coalition for a Livable City. That has been playing out across Vermont as well. To what extent are these developments helpful for the economy, or are they destroying the state that we know and love?
Katie Jickling covers Burlington for 7 days. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.